Thank you and good evening. Congressman Jared Huffman joined more than 100 other lawmakers, including dozens from California, in signing a letter to the president to encourage the Federal Department of Education to increase funding for special education services. There are more than 6 million children in need of special education services across the nation, with thousands here in California, and they are eligible under the Individual with Disabilities Education Act, IDEA. The federal government currently funds 40% of the cost of educating children with disabilities, and the lawmakers want that percentage increased, with full funding reached within a decade. The Fortuna Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating 54-year-old Terry Turley, who was staying at a motel on Riverwalk Drive and who has not been seen in 3 days. Police were called to the motel after Turley's dog was found alone in the room, and her out-of-area family confirmed that was very odd behavior because Turley was very close with the animal. Turley, an adult white female, could be driving a green Chevy Equinox, license plate number 5PLD164. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. The city of Willits is regularly featured in stories regarding the effects drought is having on California communities, and that may be because Willits city leaders saw the problem coming and began addressing drought issues early last year. It began with a call for voluntary water conservation, a second call for more conservation, and then in January, it escalated to a Phase 5 public notice that mandated households limit use to 150 gallons per day and that businesses cut back on water use by 35%. City Manager Adrian Moore said that the conservation has helped and, along with recent rains, has pulled the city back from the brink of a collapsed water system.
The conservation efforts that the community has been implementing have been significant, and we've seen the results of that, and it's helping us extend our water supply.
The city has taken emergency measures by digging new wells, but drought has no timeline.
We are still moving forward with this emergency project because it really is necessary. We have a lot of concerns about, you know, we're going to be heading into the warm weather season before you know it, and we need several more good rainstorms to really turn this drought circumstance around for us.
On Wednesday, state lawmakers authorized more than $600 million to be used in drought mitigation efforts. 32-year-old Jared Hernandez fled Ukiah from Mexico 13 years ago to avoid serving a 32-years-to-life sentence for the murder of Michael Williams in August of 2000. The Ukiah Daily Journal reports that Hernandez, who pled guilty to murder, arson, and burglary, was arrested by Mexican police in Ensenada and extradited to San Diego and then back to Mendocino County. Hernandez pleaded guilty to killing Williamson with a bat during an attempted burglary and then starting a fire to cover his tracks. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Arcata conducted its mid-year budget review this month, and according to the numbers, city revenues will fall short of initial budget estimates. The budget shortfall is partially due to the lack of revenue received from the California Department of Finance in regards to the city's old redevelopment agency. City Manager Randy Mendoza believes the city is still in good fiscal shape, but steps were taken to cut down on costs.
The departments gave back some revenues that they didn't use. And if, for instance, one thing, if there's some openings in our personnel accounts, you know, in a city our size, we have about 130 employees, and there's always some positions that are open, and we were able to consolidate some costs back from that.
Mendoza added that the city needed to utilize its reserve funding.
We had to dip into reserves to pay for, you know, to offset some of these things. And we like to keep a 20% reserve, and we had to get down to about a little over 14, which is well within prescribed recommended amounts. But still, Arcata likes to be a little more on the conservative side.
City officials anticipate a surge in revenues once the Department of Finance approves a payment plan. And when that happens, the city will begin sending money to the auditor controller at the state level and receive 50% of that funding back in property taxes. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.